MoneyWeb now on the money.
This show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. Chatting now with Mike Brown, Managing Director at ETFSA. Mike, appreciate the early morning time. You put out a report yesterday at the exchange-traded product industry for 2021. Assets under management up 22.5%, now topping $136 billion. Perhaps the big standout really for me was 2 points. The first is massive growth in exchange-traded notes, which are slightly different to ETFs. But we've seen FNB issuing a lot, but we've gone from 29 2 years ago to 82 at the end of 2021.
Yes, good morning, Simon. Last year was a good year for the ETP, the exchange-traded product industry. As you say, there was a growth of nearly 25 billion rand in the market cap of the industry, or increase of 22%. And the number of ETFs in issue went from 137 in 2020 to 168 at the end of 2021. Now, there's only about 300 companies listed in the JSE, yeah. And of which there's now 168 ETFs and ETNs. One of the issues you do point out, though, is that there was a big increase in the number of exchange-traded notes issued on the JSE during the course of last year. Now, an exchange-traded note is a listed security just like an exchange-traded fund. But the difference is, with an exchange-traded fund, the issuer of the security has to hold the underlying portfolio of shares. So if you're issuing an ETF on the top 40, you have to own all the top 40 shares in exactly the constituent weightings that they make up the index. And so your portfolio that you hold exactly replicates the index, and therefore the price of the ETF trades at the price of the index. When exchange-traded notes, you're not compelled to hold the full portfolio. So you can duplicate or replicate an index using quantitative techniques or whatever have you. You may say, well, I can duplicate the top 40 index by only owning 20 shares rather than all 40 shares, because, you know, I can do some fancy footwork on mathematics, and my 20-share portfolio effectively replicates the index. But then whoever issues that ETN has to guarantee that they will give you the performance of the index, not only the index, but the income from that index. So they give you the total return. So the big difference with an ETN is that whoever issues that ETN has to guarantee the return of that ETN, that it gives you exactly the return of the index. And therefore, you have to take the creditworthiness of the issuer of the ETN into account.
And in the case of South Africa, I mean, we've got a couple of big banks. We've got the Union Bank of Switzerland, UBS. So, I mean, it's not a zero risk, but I would call it a very small risk. The other point that really struck home in the report you set out, you list the sort of the different managers and their holdings. Three of them, Satrix, Signia and Absa, collectively have 75% of the market, which is a big slice, but also highly competitive. They are respectively 27.5%, 25.5%, and 22.5%. We've actually got a very competitive ETP space, which is great for investors.
Yes, it is. It's over 100 billion of the 137 billion is issued by just three companies, as you say, Absa Capital, Signia, Itrix, and Satrix. And it's very competitive between those top three. The other eight issuers of ETFs and ETNs are much smaller. So we've got an industry dominated by three issuers, by three players, and that's not a bad thing, because you can have quite a lot of competition between three big companies, and that's what's happening. So during the course of 2021, up until the end of 2020, Absa had always been the biggest issuer of ETFs in South Africa, mainly because of their issues of new gold, new platinum and new palladium, the commodity ETFs. During the course of 2021, both Satrix and Signia overtook Absa, and their real focus is on foreign referenced ETFs. So if you want to buy an S&P, an American ETF, if you want to buy a world ETF, if you want to buy an ETF listing Chinese companies, that's where Satrix and Signia come in. And it's great that they've managed to overtake Absa, and they've got a much broader band and range of ETFs to offer to the public.
Overall, a strong industry, a great-looking industry. We'll leave it there. Mike Brown, Managing Director, ETFSA. Appreciate your early morning time. This show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.